And welcome back to Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. This is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show as our Vikings trail the Wildcats 18-7 here at halftime. The clock says 6 minutes left. What do we got over there on stats, Taylor?
Stats, Valdosta has about 10 first downs while Wildcats have 7 rushing yards. Valdosta is the big difference in this game right now. They have 17 rushes for 122 yards, and Lowndes only has 18 rushes to 71 yards. Pass yards, Valdosta also has a beat as well. They have 69 passing yards are 27.
Wow. And, Valdosta 9 of 9. They are perfect in the air, no interceptions. Lowndes 2 of 7. Valdosta's run 26 plays for 191 yards. Lowndes only 25 plays for 98 yards. Average plays per play is 3.9 yards for Lowndes and 7.3 yards from Valdosta. That's a disparaging kind of comparison as we look at that. We talked about penalty yards earlier, too. Valdosta has been penalized 8 times for 55 yards, while Lowndes only penalized 3 times for 26. But due to a blocked punt and just some missed assignments here and there, Valdosta's on top 18-7. They were able to get the touchdown and then the two-point conversion as well. That was just an unusual play. The punter kind of took it right there from center, and nobody was there.
Right. They went to the swinging gate just like Lowndes did, except Lowndes only put one right over the center. And when they did that, Valdosta was able to snap it to the holder, and the holder just ran it in.
Yep. Punts tonight, Valdosta has only punted twice for an average of 41 yards, while Lowndes punted 4 times for an average of 39.3.
Let me say, Tyson Shaw has had some bombs tonight. He's boomed too. And that's also been a big difference, in my opinion, because when he boomed one, we were sitting on our own 20-yard line, and then another one, he was sitting in the goal line, or sitting in the end zone and kicked it to Valdosta's 35-yard line.
Yeah, he's been able to flip the field, and that is so important. Now, one of the things that I was looking at on our punt team, when we are punting, that one that was a really nice high punt, we don't have the gunners. I mean, when I say gunners, I'm talking about two outside guys that really on the snap of the ball, they are just flying down the field. I was looking, we were watching linemen running slow down the field so that high punt, there was plenty of time to get down that field if you had the really fast gunners on the outside. But after the punt blocked, I think they moved those gunners out and brought some bigger bodies in trying to, you know, keep that from being a block. And as a result, it opens up the return game for Valdosta. And even though that was a great punt from inside the end zone, it was a very good high punt. We just didn't have the gunners down there to disrupt him, and he was able to get a good return.
Right. It was almost like we outkicked our coverage. And when we outkicked our coverage, he was able to pick up a block of one of our gunners, and then once he picked up, he was able to go to the outside and just keep running until he ran out of bounds.
Well, Taylor, we got 3 minutes on the clock. In our humble opinions, what do we got to do? What's Lowndes got to do to turn this thing around?
Lowndes, really, they're about 2, maybe 3 plays away from a tie ball game right there. They've just had miscues at the wrong times. Like, they let a 50-yard touchdown run right up the middle. That's an easy play that could be stopped. That's just missed assignments. And we expect that in the first game because it's so early in the season. So we'll look on that to improve on.
Well, one of the things I've been watching, not being involved in the play-by-play or the color this year, doing more on-air producing and things, I'm really watching the game in a different set of eyes. I'm trying to keep these guys on straight on what we need to come up with next and what we need to talk about. But I've been able to watch the game in a different way. And we need our offensive line, in my opinion, to give us 1 second, maybe 2, 1.5 seconds more. Michael Barrett finds an open receiver. Xavier Jenkins was wide open on one of those plays. The defense made the wrong read. They both doubled up over on Tavon Kyle, and Xavier Jenkins is wide open, but we needed that extra second. I know Marty's down there on the sideline. Marty, what are you seeing down there from the sideline?
Guys, I reiterate just about everything y'all said. We've got to give Michael Barrett some time. We've also got to open it up a little bit. Randy said in the pregame that he felt like we're going to have to run the ball to win this game. We're going to have to try to control the clock, and we came out trying to do that. We really tried to establish it. We had the big run there with Tisdale. And I think we kind of just stuck with it a little much. We got to open it up a little bit. We got to get the ball to our guys out in space. And you know, we tried a few times. We thrown the ball on the ground a couple times. I think Mike's been, you know, he's been pressured, so he's been a little quick to tuck and run. But we got to just stick with our offense, what we've done all year long, running those crossing routes and those seam routes. Got to get the ball into Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle, who hasn't had a catch yet, and Xavier Jenkins. We got to get the ball to them and do something. Now, I also think we've got to have a big play of some sort. We haven't had a turnover. We haven't had a big play in this game, and we need a big play. Obviously, the difference right now is the block punt. That was the big play that changed the momentum. And then, of course, the big run there right before half, or just a busted assignment like Taylor was saying. We've got to have our own big play. We need a big touchdown run. We need a big turnover. We need something to spark our team and get our intensity back and get our crowd back in it. And that to me, that's the big thing, is we've got to have some sort of big play to get this crowd and get this team back believing that, hey, guys, we can win this game, because we can. There's a lot of football to be played, and it's going to be interesting. Hey, while I got the mic just for a minute, I do want to mention softball. I think they were playing Jones County. And hang on, I apologize to you, but give me just a second and I'll check the text. But they beat Jones County 8. Yes, varsity beat Jones County 8-0. So great job to the Vikettes. Big win for them.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're going to try and keep up with the Viking softball this year. They're going to be playing, because of the new region, almost every Friday night that we're playing. Now, they're going to be working on some stuff, Marty. As the season goes along, there's a couple of games that they're going to be playing about 2 to 4 hours before the Vikings play in Martin Stadium. And if you have a ticket to the football game, they're going to let you in at the 4 o'clock game at the Field of Dreams so that you can watch the softball, and you can stay for that doubleheader at 6 o'clock. If you're out there tailgating anyway, go watch a little softball. We'll get some of that information for you. It'll be on our website. But I do know that they are working on that. So you can get out there as a fan, watch a lot of girls softball, and then just walk across the other side, go into Martin Stadium, and watch the Vikings play as well. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. We're going to take one more 60-second break here on the Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show right here. The Vikings trail the Wildcats 18-7. Excuse me. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back live to Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. You are listening to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime report, where the Vikings trail the Wildcats 18-7, and the Wildcats will get the ball to start the second half. I do want to remind our listeners about the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That'll be Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. We do it live right there at the Mill beginning at 7 o'clock. You can listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, or better yet, get out there and enjoy the show live, as you'll get to meet players, coaches, and see game film from the previous week. That's the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games for the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live every Tuesday night during the season on 99.5 Kicks Country. Let's welcome back into the booth now the color commentator, Taylor Biddle. How you doing, Taylor?
Doing good, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's you get cooled off a little bit?
Yeah, took a chance to take a quick breath, get some fluids in me, much like the players probably did at halftime.
Yep.
And we got a big second half of ball here. You're looking at a tall uphill to climb here if the Wildcats go down and score. So we got to get a stop. We got to get a three and out. West loves to say it. Most important possession is right here in front of us. And we're about to kick it off. Let's get a three and out, and let's sustain a drive. We hadn't done that since, what was it, the first quarter? We sustained a drive, a bunch of three and outs and whatnot.
Yep. Well, so. speaking of West James, let's go to West, and let's give us that little ditty that you always do at second half.
Well, as a wise old football official once told me, the least important thing in life is the score at halftime, and the two most important possessions of the ball game is your first possession of the third quarter and your opponent's first possession of the third quarter. Taylor, one of the things that we were talking about, and Bill was pointed out, if we can get Michael Barrett a second, three or four different times, Xavier Jenkins was open behind the backs, wide open.
Yeah, we got to pass protect really well in the second half.
And here we start off. Nice high kick. Cats take it at the 9, cross the 10, the 15, go to the far side of the field, the 20, the 25. Looks like seam outside. The ball's loose on the ground. The ball is loose, and our Vikings have recovered. The ball is loose, and our Vikings have recovered.
That's exactly what you said, Wes. We needed something big. They fumbled it about the 45-yard line, went forward like he would have kept running with it. Vikings come up with it. That's number 27 for the Vikings. Jordan Wright with the fumble recovery. And, hey, sometimes all you need is one big turnover to get the momentum going.
That's all it takes. Vikings take over first and 10 from our own 47-yard line. 11:48 to go third quarter. Cats leading 18-7. Here comes Michael Barrett with J.D. Lee. He sends two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Let's just see what the coaches, the adjustments they've made at halftime. Barrett calls for the ball. Looks quickly, throws it out to Jenkins. Jenkins tiptoes down the sidelines. He'll get across the 50 into Cat territory down at the 49 for about a three-yard catch.
We talked about giving him time. Hey, one way to do that is short, quick passes. Get it out of his hand quick. Spread that defense out. Give us better pocket protection. That's what we did on that first play reception. Didn't gain much on him, but hopefully it'll spread that defense out for us.
Second and 8. The ball devolved at the 50-yard line. It's on the far hash mark in front of the Cats bench. Barrett with J.D. Lee. Vikings with the football. Barrett calls for it, gives it to Lee. Nope, Barrett keeps on the quarterback, keeper around the left side. Down the sidelines he goes. Up the middle. They won't catch him. They won't catch him. Touchdown Vikings.
We've got a 48-yard reception or quarterback keeper. We're probably going to go for two here. Let's see what we do. Yes, we are going for two. Great job there, untouched by Michael Barrett. Brings new life to this second half for us, Wes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Barrett in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Lee to his left. Cats moving that defense around. Three-man front, now a four. Barks out the signals, keeps it, looks, looks. Keith starts to run up the middle. Will he get into the end zone fighting? No, he will not get in the end zone, but we cut it to 5. Cats leave 18-13. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box, high above Bazemore Hyder Stadium, back deep, number 5, Jace Rogers, and number 2, Jalen Harrell. Harrell to the far side of the field, waiting on the kickoff. There's Paulo's kick, high end over end kick. Taken at the 8. Starts far side across the 10, the 15, the 20. Cuts up a slit seam and goes down across the 25. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive went for two plays, 52 yards, took 16 seconds off the clock, and Michael Barrett ran for a 50-yard touchdown, and he attempted the two-point conversion but was stopped short, which makes the score 18-13 Cats.
Thank you very much. 11:20 to go for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. 11:20 to go in the third quarter. Vikings leading 18-13.
We've got to calm down and play good defense here. They've been able to move the ball on us. We've got to buckle down defensively, Wes.
There we go. First and 10 for the Cats on their 27-yard line. Belton in the backfield. Gets to the running back around the left side. He runs it to some Vikings, and he'll get up to the 30. Pick up 3 yards. Will be second and 7 from there.
A little bit more of what they did in the first half, that little zone lead where they're bringing a bunch of guys leading it. We were able to contain it a little better there. We've got to have containment on the outside. They've been able to get out into space with them. Got to be able to stop that.
That was Gray on the carry. Second and 7 from the 30. Cats with the football. Belton with two receivers to the far side. Calls for the ball. Rolls right. Cats looking. Throws downfield. Incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 10:44 to go here in the third quarter, trailing 18-13.
Design rollout, trying to get Belton into space, give him a little extra time to throw. Looking for Wesley Beal, but I think they were a little bit confused on what route was happening there. It goes incomplete, going to bring up third down. Huge stop for us right here. We've got to come up big on third down.
Absolutely. This right here.
Crowd is really getting into it, Wes. Crowd's getting into it.
Oh, here, listen at them. They're all to their feet. The crowd is to their feet. Gray in the backfield with Belton to his left. Two receivers near side. Two receivers far side. Vikings in a four-man front. They send Gray in motion to the far side. Looks, throws back against the Gray. They've got a back screen, but we stop it for the first. We stop them short of the first down.
Hey, that little tunnel screen, we pushed it back into coverage. We were able to come up with a huge open field tackle, going to bring up fourth down.
Our first possession, we score. Their first possession, 3 and out.
That's right.
Let's turn it around right here, fellas.
Special teams, special teams, special teams. Let's not give up anything big here now.
We're sending Justin Smith and Tyson Harris back deep. Number 3 punting for the Cats. That's Bethany Carter. Nice high kick. Signals fair catch. That's the 32-yard line.
Yeah, last-minute decision there by 17 to throw up the fair catch. Smart decision. Don't want to give up anything here. We got good field position. Sustain a drive. We scored quick. We want to sustain a drive.
Just eat up some clock. Move it down the field very methodically. 9:59 to go, third quarter. Vikings trail 18-13. It was 18-7 at the half. Tisdale back in the ball game. Travis Tisdale at running back with Barrett. Michael Barrett at quarterback. Sends twins to the right, twins to the left. Vikings with the football. Quickly we throw out. Oh, and his knee is on the ground when he makes the catch.
Yeah, just still a little bit low on the pass. Xavier had to go down, put his knee down to catch it, and he didn't lift it up before the ball was to him. The ball's going to be dead right there for a loss on the play. Going to bring up second and about 12, 9:43 to go in the third quarter play. Vikings still trail 18-13 to the Wildcats.
Fans, you the booing you hear, they wanted a flag. Had an offensive lineman get put on his can after the play. Barrett for the Vikings. Calls for the snap. Gives it to Tisdale. No! Quickly! To Jenkins. Jenkins on his feet with the first down across the 45. That slant right across the middle, buddy. Makes the catch, and look where we're at.
What do we talk about? Quick passes. If the line's having a hard time blocking up front, get it out of his hands quick. That's going to open up the field, and you're able to do a quarterback keeper for the big touchdown. Great 14-yard pitch and catch there by Xavier Jenkins and Michael Barrett.
Barrett now calling for the football with trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Cats four-man front. Gives it to Tisdale right up the middle. Runs into a host of Vikings, and he gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10. We are at the 9-minute mark here in the third quarter. Vikings trailing 18-13. Ball out at the 45. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Wes James along with Taylor Biddle bringing you all Lounge High football action right here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Three to the near side. Trip to the near side. Single receiver far side. Barrett barks out the signals. Again, look. Throws out to Jenkins. Jenkins gets hit at the 49. It'll be about a four-yard pass play, so it'll be third and about six from the 49, Taylor.
Yeah, like we said, getting him into space. The last time we threw a pass out there to Jenkins, Barrett kept it on the keeper for 50 yards. Guess where we're at, Wes? Right at the 50-yard line.
Yes, we are. Third and six. Again, Jenkins to the far side, trips to the near side. Barrett, Michael Barrett changes the play. Sees something that he doesn't like. The Cats are trying to change their defense. They're telling their guys, come on up, calling the backs to come up. Keeps it, gives it to Tisdale, and Tisdale.
Got a flag on the play, false start. Might have been the cadence in the crowd. A lot of crowd noise here, cadence-wise. Play clock was running down, that is the call. Going to back the Vikings up 5 yards.
And it'll be third and 11 rather than fourth and six. Third and six. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings still trail 18-13.
Got to get the ball to the Wildcat 45-yard line for a first down.
Twins left, twins right. Barrett barks out the signals. Again, does not like what he sees. Changes the play. Backs up in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looks downfield. Looks. There comes a rush. And they've got him, and he'll go down. They'll sack him back around the 38.
Yeah, young quarterback trying to make something happen on the play. They brought some pressure. Great time for them to dial up the pressure. Michael Barrett wasn't able to elude it. Going to bring up fourth down. Vikings forced a punt.
7:25 to go here in the third. Vikings trailing 18-13. Jace Rogers for the Cats back deep to receive. Tyson Shaw to punt.
No gunners here. We got them in tight to help protect.
There's a snap, steps into it. Kick. Rogers at the 12. Across the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. Down, turn down the sidelines. He's tiptoeing down the sidelines. He goes. And we won't catch him, and he'll return that one for a touchdown.
Special teams, special teams, special teams. Big, big punt return right there by the Wildcat. Going to take it to the house. And I'm telling you, we're just out kicking our coverage. They've got all day long to return it and set up the wall. I don't know what we got to do differently there, but we're not getting any coverage on the kick on the punt return, and it's allowing them to make some big plays. Wes,
and you're right. They're just getting outside. They're going for the same thing they did before. Will they go for two? Nope, now they're going to swing over. They bring that gate over. Cats to attempt the extra point. Baldwin, ball's down. His kick's up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank Press Box at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Cats just scored on a punt return to take a 25-13 lead with 6:47 to go here in the third period. We'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after this. Baldwin set to kick off. Jenkins. Harris back deep to receive for our Vikings. There's a kick, and it's a squib on the ground. Up man takes it at the 35, and we'll run it backwards, and we'll go down at the 30, at the 31, so we'll lose 4 yards on that. Chuck?
All right, Wes, Jace Rogers ran that punt back 75 yards for a touchdown, and Davis Baldwin got the extra point in. For, it was good, and made the score 25-13 catch.
6:38 to go here in the third period. Vikings now trail 25-13. We will take over first and 10 on our 31-yard line.
We got a water timeout. Let's go down to Marty and see what the activity's like down there after that big punt return. Marty?
Guys were obviously a little upset coming off the sidelines, but you know, we got some senior leaders on this team. I was very impressed. There was a couple guys coming over there, Tyson Harris and Jeff Davis. Several of them were like, hey, guys, there's a lot of football to be played. Hustle up, get your head up. And so I like to see that. We're interested to see how that plays out here, but definitely got the leader stepping up saying, guys, you know, we got to keep fighting. But that sure was a shot, a kick in the gut there that certainly wasn't what we needed.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Special teams, Wes. We talk about it in close games, turnovers and special teams and penalties. It's one of the most least things worked on in practice by every football team across the world. And they're proven to be the difference maker in this ball game thus far.
And it's a difference maker in a lot of ball games.
Calm down. We're still within striking distance.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about sustaining drive. Let's get the ball out of Barrett's hand quick. Good things open up. They open up that defense, able to make some things happen running the ball.
First and 10 for the Vikings from our own 31. Michael Barrett at quarterback. J.D. Lee, the running back, to his left. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Quickly throws that to Devon. Kyle drops the ball, picks it up. No, they say incomplete pass. They said incomplete pass.
Yeah, good job there by the seniors coming over to Tavon Kyle to get him to just kind of calm down a little bit. He did drop it. He got late hit a little bit. The crowd's going to give their opinion on it, Wes. Cooler heads have to prevail in a game like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Second and 10 from the 31. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Xavier Jenkins wide out to our side. We send trips to the far side. Barrett says something to his offensive lineman. Now backs out in the shotgun. J.D. Lee to his left. Looks at a four-man front. Play action, and he drops the ball. He drops the ball, and the Cats have recovered. Play action went to throw it, and it was going forward.
The ball came out. Yeah, it looked like he was trying to throw that ball, and that's what the coaching staff is saying. He was throwing the ball. Replay is not in high school football, but if they would, you better believe Coach Mack would be throwing the red flag on the field because he thought his hand was going forward. Result of the play is the turnover, and the Wildcats take over first and 10.
They'll take over first and 10 from our 31-yard line. Not the way our Vikings wanted things to go so far. Josh Belton brings the Cats back out on the field. Splits his receivers. He's got Gray in the backfield to his right. Vikings in a four-man front. Play action. Dumps it out to wide receiver number 8. He gets tackled immediately as he gets to the 30 down to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, Fred Stewart, great job there. Hardest play in football to defend is that fullback in the flats. Fred Stewart, a good job getting out there in the flats, but he was injured on the play.
From the look, the way he reached to grab it, you would think it's a cramp.
Let's hope so. Pipolo making his way over there.
6:08 to go here in the third period. Vikings trail 25-13.
Yeah, it looks like it is a cramp. They're doing the raising of the leg thing. We do have a little bit of cramping going on our sideline, too, looks like. It's going to be a timeout. Let's take one with them. We're going to take 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this.
We're back at the CBC Bank Press Box here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. 6:08 to go, third quarter. Vikings trailing 25-13. It's Cats football. It'll be second and eight from our 29-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark over in front of the Cats stands. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. Belton in the backfield, Gray to his left. Single receivers each side of the field. Barks out the signals, takes the letter, gives it to number 20 right up the middle. That was not Gray. That was number 20.
J.J. Strickland.
J.J. Strickland, and Strickland will pick up about 6 yards on the carry, so it'll be, looks like a third and about four at the 25. You know they're in two down territory. Third and three. Again, Belton. Calls for the football. Nope, looks to the sideline. They change the play. Says something to Strickland. Now steps up, says something to the line.
Play clock at one.
Takes a snap, looks, throws that fade pass to number six to the end zone, and knocked away at the very last minute by number three. What a great save by Carter.
Yeah, intended for Joseph Ingram. They had the box loaded, absolutely loaded, single coverage. That's what you want, I guess, as a quarterback and receiver. And good job by Brenton Carter there, getting his hand up at the last minute. Going to bring up fourth down, and I got to agree with you, Wes. I think they're going to be going for it here. Where the ball sits now, it's the 25-yard line. So you're over a 40-yard kick here if they were to kick it.
Yep. Fourth and three. Stops the clock with 5:09 to go here in the third. Vikings trailing 25-13. Belton under center. Strickland in the backfield. Pitch out. Turns. He gets hit in the backfield by one man, too, and he will not get the first down.
Great
our
job.
Defense holds.
Open field tackling. They did the little quarterback decision when he flips it out to the running back going the opposite way of the line. And you got to make a tackle. And that's exactly what he did. Good job there by the Viking defense standing tall.
Turns the ball over. Gives the ball back to our Vikings with 5 minutes to go here in the third period, trailing 25-13.
Remember, for all your up-to-date high school football scores every Friday night, log on to www.vidasatoday.com.
Vikings will take over, first and 10 in our 25. J.D. Lee back out on the field with Michael Barrett. We're short an offensive lineman. Now we've got a guard that comes in. We're set to go. Barrett looks at that 4-3 defense. Takes a snap to Lee. And a reverse to number 13, and they'll run to Von Kyle down from behind, down back at the 11-yard line, 12-yard line.
They snuffed that out big time. It's going to be a huge loss on the play there, the reverse. Going to bring the ball back to about the 12-yard line. Huge loss in the play for us. A little bit of trickery trying to open some things up, and it ended up biting us in the...
It'll be second and 23. Barrett calls for the football. Hard count. He's moving, but they stop. Now he changes the play. Play clock down to 10 seconds. There's a snap. Drops back. There comes a rush. Throws out to J.D. Lee. Gets hit immediately, and he goes down. Cats are playing lights-out defense right now in the third quarter.
Jacoby McLean, one of their great defensive players, saw the screen being set up, came up, snuffed it out. Another loss on the play for the Vikings. Going to bring up third down and forever.
Third, and as Tom Odom used to say, third in a taxicab ride. It's third and 24 with 3:50 to go here in the third period. Michael Barrett looks at that defense, takes a snap, and a flag drops. They call it a legal procedure against our Vikings.
Going to add insult to injury there, back us up even further.
Third and 29.
Got to get the ball out to approximately the 35-yard line for a first down. Maybe get a little bit of it and punt it away here. Unfortunately, the way Tyson Shaw is punting it, he's actually continuing to outkick his coverage, so that may not be the best idea here.
Barrett, we don't need to do anything really stupid down here. Takes a snap, play action, quarterback keeper. gets hit at the 5, and he'll go down at the 5-yard line. It'll be 4th and 25.
Wildcat defense stands tall right there, helped by a bunch of penalties, or a couple penalties on that play, or on that possession. They're going to be forced to punt again from our own end zone.
Jace Rogers back deep for the Cats, standing at our 45. The last time he touched the ball, he hauled the mail for 75 yards. There's a snap, gives it away, hits, bounces, 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 and goes out of bounds at the 45.
Yeah, the best thing we could have done there, get the ball out. You don't want to outkick your coverage again.
Actually to the 44. That's where the Cats will take over first and 10 from our 44-yard line with 2:38 to go here in the third, and our Vikings trailing 25-13.
Injury update, guys. Fred Stewart's back in the game. So he's back in at safety. He came off and not really sure what was wrong with him. I saw him over there trying to work on him a little bit, but it was very crowded around him, so I couldn't really tell, but he is back in at safety.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Here comes Belton and the Cats. He's got Gray in the backfield with him. Trips to the far side. Nope. Running a man off the field now. Wait for him to get off. Vikings in a four-man front. Now it's an empty backfield. Quarterback keeper right up the middle, runs right into number 44, who wraps him up, and he'll lose a yard to the 45, so it'll be second and 11 from there. No quit in that Viking defense.
Yeah, we loaded the box right there trying to snuff out the run, and good job there by the Viking defense standing tall. We got to get some penetration here.
Cats with the football, second and 11 from their own 45. From our 45. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hard count, nothing. Now they call timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Loudside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Wildcats do lead your Vikings 25-13, a minute and 58 to go in the third quarter. In the third quarter, West, after we started, but the little positives have been all Wildcats here in their defense.
That's the way it was in the first quarter. We scored, and then the Cats just took over. Second and 11 for the Cats from our 45. Belton for the Cats calls for the football. He has J.J. Strickland in the backfield. Moves him to his right. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. He rolls right. Looks. Throws out. Catch is made, and immediately Smith tackles him for the Vikings at the 40. It's a 6-yard pitch and catch for the Cats to make it third and about 6 from there.
Yeah, another design rollout, trying to get your quarterback extra time to throw it. Just a pitch and catch, good yardage gain. Going to bring up third down, though, for him. Got to get the ball to the 34-yard line.
Quickly, maybe. The Cats come to the line of scrimmage, pitch to Strickland around the right side, gets it. He has the first down as he crosses the 40 to 35. And that was real quick, Taylor. They didn't hesitate. They came to the line and ran the play.
Yeah, they had us on our heels after that play and ran really hurry up there to get to the line of scrimmage, get the ball across the first down. Marker, it is going to be a first down. 1:19 to go in the third quarter. The Vikings trail 13-25.
Belton, now they're stopping everything. Officials looking down the line of scrimmage.
Might be an equipment. Had to come off for equipment.
Now they signal ready for play. Belton for the Cats. First and 10 from our 39. Gives it to Strickland around the left side. Tries to sees a hole. Shoots to the outside by one man, and we shoestring tackle out on the corner, and he has a first down around the 21.
Again, we have no answer for that zone lead. They're leading blockers out there in front. All they're doing is giving it to the running back, trying to get to the sideline faster than we are. We don't have any containment on the outside, Wes. We've got to have an answer for that.
First and 10 for the Cats at our 21-yard line. Inside a minute to go here in the third, trailing 25-13. put Rogers in motion to the far side. Drop throws back against the grain and is incomplete. That'll stop the clock. The clock's still running. No, they stop it now with 41 seconds to go.
They tried to throw a little screen out there. Snuffed out good there by the Viking defense. Second and 10. Ball's at the 21-yard line. Vikings still trail 25-13.
Trips to the far side for the catch. Single receiver near side. They throw it to the man in motion. That's Rogers. He tries to get by one man. There's flags on the play. He turns and sprints into the end zone. But there's no need to worry about that when it's coming back.
Yeah, looks like a false start's going to be called on the Wildcat defense, or Wildcat offense, excuse me, and that's exactly what it is. So it's going to negate a touchdown. But we've got an injured Wildcat on the play. I don't know what happened there. He's injured back there by the fence behind the end zone there. Not sure what that's. Why is he injured back there? I didn't see. Mark, did you see anything, celebration or something he had going on back there and hurt himself?
I did, guys. Jace Rogers actually went back there celebrating, dropped the ball, jumping around, went to jump up on the fence and fell. And he's down on the ground. They immediately started calling, but I think it's a cramp, guys. I can't tell, but he was cramping earlier. So we hope that young man's not seriously hurt. I hope it's just a cramp, but I believe that's what it is. But they are tending to Jace Rogers back in the back of the end zone.
Thank you, Marty.
For that equipment parts supply update.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I just hand the ball to the official and walk off the field there, celebrating and get a cramp pulled on you.
Both teams on the sidelines right now. Taylor, you go to the third quarter, and if we the second and 15, so the third quarter ends here. What do you do in the fourth quarter now?
You got to find an answer. You got to find an answer on defense, and you got to find an answer on offense. It's still a two-possession game. You don't want to make it a three-possession game with a score here. Got second and long, second and 15 to be exact. I think they're out of field goal range for sure. We got to have a stop here. Maybe dial up a blitz here, put some pressure on them.
Felton for the catch, takes a snap, drops back, looks, pump fakes. There we come! And we hit him, but he'll get some positive yardage back to the 25, pick about 2 yards.
Yep.
And as time is running down.
Yeah, Will Tolbert came off the edge there. He decided to leave his feet. If he'd have just kept driving through that, he could have really had a good chance of sacking the quarterback. And it looks like that will be the end of the third quarter, Wes.
We'll go to the fourth quarter, trailing 25-13. When we come back, it'll be a third and 14 for the Cats. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And back at the CBC Bank press box, we go to the fourth quarter. Vikings trailing 25-13 in this, the most storied football game in the annals of high school football. People from all over the nation watch this football game. Taylor, one thing that I didn't discuss with anybody, but the fact it is a non-region game, their lower classification. There's a snap. Around the right side goes the running back, Gray, to the corner. Turns upfield and into the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats.
Yeah, they're just running that little shovel pass out to the running back, kind of on a sweep play there. And, again, they're getting the edge on us like it's their job, and we're not able to stop the edge. They got us on the ropes right now, Wes. We've got to have something happen to get some momentum going.
Cats. Will they go for two or one? Who knows? They're going for two. There's a snap. And we hit him. And no, he will not get in. And Cats lead 31-13. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box here at Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. Vikings trail 31-13 as we start the fourth quarter. And quickly, let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
West, that drive went for 7 plays, 44 yards, took 3:11 off the clock, and Tevin Gray ran it in for 25 yards, and Hunter Holt attempted a two-point conversion was stopped short, which makes the score 31-13 Cats.
Thank you, Chuck, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Baldwin set to kick off for the Cats. Back deep, Tyson Harris, Xavier Jenkins for our Vikings. Baldwin has not kicked it deep all night. Why would we expect him to now? He approaches the ball And this time he kicks it toward the sidelines. It'll go out of bounds on the Cat side of the field. We'll take over first and 10 from our own 35-yard line.
Yeah, almost a little shank right there, Wes. I mean, he had the ball in the near hash to us, and it went all the way over to the far side of the field, went out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. You know, I got to think that was a shank right there by the kicker. So we got to find an answer, Wes. We got to score. We got to get our composure about us. Still not impossible to win this ball game. We got to sustain a drive. We got to hold our blocks, and we got to get up the field in a hurry.
And here comes Michael Barrett, the quarterback. He brings Travis Tisdale, the sophomore running back, with him. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, Cats, and that 4-3 defense. Barrett barks out signals. He puts Tisdale in motion. Turns, quarterback keeper right up the middle, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he'll get up to about the 37-yard line. So it'll be second and 8 from there with 11:39 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trailing 31-13.
Sent Tisdale in motion to the near side, trying to get that linebacker to go with him, open up some space up the middle. Barrett took it right up the gut, got a little bit of positive yards.
Again, the Vikings will send two receivers near side, one receiver far side. Tisdale stays in the backfield to the left of Barrett. Play action, drops straight back, looks, throws downfield, got a streak in, Xavier Jenkins, and they'll grab him by the few strings. It'll be first and goal, Vikings inside the 10.
The best part about it is we protected him well. Xavier Jenkins, one of the fastest guys on the team, got downfield, great reception. He was right on his hip pocket, though, and weren't able to get away for the touchdown, but it puts us in great field position here. Got to score quick.
First and goal for the Vikings down at the 10-yard line. Barrett barking out signals. Twins left, twins right. To Tisdale up the middle. Tisdale over one man, two, gets hit at about the 6 and pushed back.
53 yards on the reception by Xavier Jenkins. Gets us inside the 10-yard line with the Tisdale carry.
Down to the 6. It'll be second and goal from the 6. 10:34 to go here in the ball game. Vikings are threatening. We're in the red zone. Michael Barrett for the Vikings, asking for the football. He's got it. Again to Tisdale up the middle. Tisdale jumps. He's inside the 5, down to about the 4, where it'll be third and goal from about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, don't leave your feet, young lad. You're too far away from the goal line to be doing that. Just try to beat him to the corner. Coaches are asking for somebody else to come on the field.
Not enough time, so... Well, we've got plenty of time, but now they say, no, we're going to do a little something just a little bit different.
Play clock at 15. We're substituting.
And now it'll be timeout Vikings. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box. 9:50 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail 31-13, but we are threatening. It is third and goal from the 4-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark on our side of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. And Michael Barrett brings the play. He's been visiting with the coaches. He brings the play in. Tells the fellas what he wants to do. Got Jeffrey Davis in the back row with him. Takes a snap right up the middle and nowhere. They stacked it up the middle and said, we dare you to run it in here, and our Vikings didn't. We couldn't get anywhere, so it'll be fourth and goal from the 5-yard line.
A little bit of wing tee there, looked like, Wes, and we're substituting a bunch of people in and out, trying to get the formations that we want. Fourth and goal, ball on the 5 now. We lost the yard on that play.
Barrett tells the offensive line what they're doing. He's got J.D. Lee in the backfield, trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Calls for the ball, turns, play action, throws across the middle, gets knocked away, incomplete pass. The ball will go over to the Cats on their own 5-yard line.
Yeah, the defensive lineman just stuck his hand up and was able, we were trying to run a little quick slant there, stuck his hand up and was able to just distract it enough, weren't able to make the reception there, so Wildcats are going to take over. That was a must. We had to put points on the board right there, in my opinion, Wes. We need a turnover, a quick three and out here, get the ball back.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a turn. I'll take a pick six or a fumble for six. How about that?
Yeah, I got a feel that they're going to probably try to run the ball a good bit here. And, you know, never know, they might try to air it out just to keep us on our heels. But looking at running the ball, I think, here.
And I would look to run to the corner if I was the Cats. Use up some of that time on the clock while you're doing it.
Stay in bounds. They've done a good job with it tonight. We've not been able to fill the edge with our defensive ends.
Gray in the backfield with Belton, the quarterback, the Cats quarterback. He calls for the ball. Gives it to Belton around the left side. Turns. He's across the five, almost out to the 10-yard line. Pick up about 5 yards on that carry. We're down to 9 minutes to go here in the contest. Trailing 31-13. .852 to go. Not the way you wanted your season to start off. Of course, this is the Wintersville Classic. Throw everything out the window. Belton for the Cats. Asking for the football again. Again, the Gray around the left side. Cuts back against the grain. We hit him. He'll get the first down as he gets out across the 15 up to about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, they're finding a home again on the edge, as West, and up for the first down. And more importantly, they're staying in bounds and keeping the clock running. Time's going to become an issue here in just a little bit. 8 minutes, 28 seconds to go in the ball game. Vikings are trailing 31-13.
Bell's going to send two receivers to the near side. To our side of the field. Keeps Gray in the backfield with him. Five-man punt for the Vikings. Again to Gray as he looks for the corner. Streaks it out. Strings it out, and we actually run him out of bounds this time. That'll stop the clock with the eighth. Do they stop the clock?
No, kept it running.
Tackled him in bounds. It'll be second and about three as we're at the 7:50 mark. Cats look to the sidelines. Viking crowd starting to file out of Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. .735 to go. We will be home next Friday night as Bayside comes to town. Kickoff pregame at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 8. Again to Gray. Gray just a steady dose. He has got a first down as he gets across the 30 up to about the 33-yard line.
We're over-pursuing in every aspect, Wes. They just stuck his left foot in the ground and cut it back up right towards the middle of the field. And nobody there is going to be enough for the first down. Ball out to the 32-yard line. 7:15 to go in the contest.
First and 10 for the Cats. Belton looks to the sidelines. Again, gives to Gray. Gray behind that offensive line. Got a big. He's out close. He's out across the 40. He'll be about 2 yards short of that first down as we get down to the 6:45 mark here in the ball game.
Cats are opening holes big enough to drive trucks through, West, and we got no answer for it when they're running the ball. Second and about 2 or 3 yards.
Guys, right now what you're seeing is a tired defense. We talked about conditioning, the heat, the humidity. This defense has been on the field the majority of the game. They've got to be dominating time of possession, and our defense is just tired.
Thank you, Marty, for the equipment, parts, supply, sideline update, and very, very astute remarks right there. Here's a snap. Again, to Gray, he'll be short of the first down. We'll tackle him at the line of scrimmage. In fact, might even lose a yard to make it third and about three as we hit the six-minute mark here in the ball game.
Guys, we talked before the game about their rushing statistics, and the top three rushers are gone, and they've had a bevy of running backs, but that's why they're fresh now, and that's why they're able to move the ball.
Again, it's quarterback keeper. Belton keeps the ball. He will be close to the first down. They stopped the clock with They said, nope, signal first down. Now stops at 5:41 to go. First time ever in the 48-year history of this ball game has played the first game of the season, and can't remember the last time these two teams were not in the same region, not in the same classification.
I think the 50s, 70s maybe, somewhere in there, 70s, 50s, one of those decades.
Clock starts back again. Belton. again, it's just been a daily grind of run, 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 and off to the races they go. Another cat down the sidelines, and we'll run him out of bounds about the six-yard line.
Again, just running it right up the gut is all they're doing. Marty made a great observation. We're tired. We got nothing left in the tank, and they're running all over us up the gut. Going to put them inside the 10-yard line, first and goal. Wildcats 5:15 to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 31-13.
That was Dale Griffin for the Cats on that carry, all the way down to the 8-yard line.
Thus far, they've had 33 rushing attempts, 259 yards rushing. West, it tells the tale of this ball game.
Belton goes under center. Griffin in the backfield. Gives it to Griffin right up the middle. It gets hit by the Vikings, and he'll get about a yard down to about the 6, maybe, give him 2 yards.
Want to remind everybody that we'll be at the Mill Pizza Buffet for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night. Talk about this game and what Coach Mack got to say about the Bayside Bears coming to town next Friday night.
Belton with Griffin and Gray in the backfield. He's in the shotgun. 4:39 to go. Puts Gray in motion. Rolls right. Looks. We come. We start to hit him. He turns. He's dancing still on his feet. Gets down to the 5. It'll be 3rd and goal from the 5.
Yeah, they're working on a 90-yard drive here, Wes. Remember that we turned it over inside the 10. You know, you got to tip your hat to the Wildcats tonight offensively. I mean, we've not had an answer for that. And, you know, we are tired. We are struggling to find energy to stop the run. And we got to have something happen here.
Yes, we do. Belton splits his receivers. In the shotgun. Straight back in, throws that fade pass to the end zone. And... Incomplete pass.
Now you got to keep possession of it all the way through the catch. And as soon as he went to the ground, the ball went out. It's going to force the Wildcats to kick.
Yep, to attempt a field goal with 3:49 to go here in the ball game. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's no good. It's no good. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be back right after this. The CBC Bank press box. Barrett's pass downfield, intercepted. There he goes down the sidelines. It has just been returned for a touchdown for the Cats.
Yeah, we're looking for a miracle there. Tyson Harris was about the 40-yard line. We threw it just a little high behind him. And right into the hands of a Wildcat DB, and he tiptoes down the sideline for a touchdown. Wildcats go up 37-13, 3:31 to go in the ball game.
This was not what anybody, I don't think, on either side of this football field thought was going to happen tonight. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the CBC Bank press box, Bazemore Hyder Stadium, 3:31 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail 38-13, and we'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap right after this kickoff. Tyson Harris Jenkins back deep. Waiting. Here it is. And it goes out of bounds. We'll take it at the 35. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence.
All right, with Jay Boatwright intercepted Michael Barrett's pass and ran it back for 43 yards for a touchdown, and A.J. Aikens kicked in the extra point, which made the score 38-13 Cat.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Wes, when you got a game like this, the emotions are running high. Score is getting out of hand. Got to keep your cool. You got to keep your calm. A lot of football left. You don't want anything that you might regret coming up in the weeks to come. Just try to work on what we can do. Get some positives rolling the next week.
Absolutely. You don't want any players not able to play next week, because you need next week to kind of regroup and get ready for the following week when you go to Parkview, and that's looking 2 weeks ahead.
That's right.
And we shouldn't do that, but you've got to look at what you've got and the players and what you want to do with them. Michael Barrett in the backfield. He's got number 33 back there with him. That is Deontay Moore. Moore right up the middle. Picked up about 2 yards as we head to the 3 minute mark.
Got a player down, guys. Like Hunter Finley is on the ground, and we'll get a check on him. Hey, just quick, Moore, running back number 33. I know we stay away from nicknames and all, but everybody on the team knows him as Scat. I've talked to kids who didn't even hardly know his name. So Scat is a nickname that's widely used, but Moore is, they say, one of the quickest, shiftiest kids on this team and one of the hardest tackles. So he gets his first carry as a Viking on varsity football.
Marty, I think I remember him from the spring game getting a lot of carries. You made that same comment that they call him Scat. Good signs to come here with Tisdale and Scat rushing the ball for us. They are still working on Hunter Finley. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the CBC Bank press box, Vikings, second and 8 from our own 37-yard line. Give to number 14 around the right side. He gets hit, bounces off one man, and he will go down in the backfield. And let's go down to Marty. We got an offensive lineman, Marty.
Daniel Corbett checked in for Hunter Finley, number 59, Daniel Corbett. So now we got two Corbetts out there. We got, of course, our Danny Corbett at left tackle. He's been playing most of the game, or left guard, and Tucker Barnes at left tackle. You got Palmer Henderson still at center, and looks like Daniel Corbett's playing right guard with Jalen Goff over there at right tackle. So, guys, that's our offensive linemen. Just wanted to get their names in there.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply. Sideline offensive lineman update. Michael Barrett waiting on the snap. Drops back, looks again. Tosses downfield looking for Jenkins. Jenkins up in the air. Oh, ball bounces around. Finally falls off his fingertips. Incomplete. Down around the 31-yard line. Stops the clock with 2:15 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings trailing 38-13.
Yeah, going
to
bring up fourth down, another punt situation. Looks like Barrett looked over at his coaches, decided to call off whatever they might have had called to throw it up to Jenkins. He was in position to make a play, just kind of got turned around, not able to bring the ball down. Vikings going to be forced to punt.
Tyson Shaw in to punt. It'll be fourth and 11. Empty backfield back there for the Cats. I said, just go ahead and kick it. And we're going to let it go. Shaw waiting on the snap. There it is. Steps into it. There's a flag down. High end over end kick. Hits at the 30, across the 20, the 10, and will roll out of bounds about the 4-yard line. But there's a flag back here at the line of scrimmage. Illegal procedure on our Vikings.
Man, Tyson Shaw really has a leg, and it's been a difference maker in the game. It's going to be probably had to re-kick again because of a false start.
Guys, we had only 10 men on the field. Somebody wasn't out there for the punt team. So with our punt formation with three guys in the back there with the kicker, that left not enough men on the line of scrimmage.
Okay, thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Going to back it up and repunt it.
Tyson Shaw going to win us some ball games where the year's over with that leg, though.
Yeah, but Wes, that's absolutely right, but we can't outkick our coverage. I mean, how many times have we done that tonight? Five or six times? I mean, again, we got to get some faster guys that may not be as winded out there to cover, but when he's booming it like that, like he's done tonight, heaven forbid, we got to get somebody down there to make a tackle.
Again, the Cats do not put anybody in the backfield. I mean, back to return the punt. 2 minutes to go. 38-13 Cats lead. Tyson Shaw to re-kick. High kick. Hits at the 20. got run into and knocked down. The official just ignored it.
Okay, little job, little salesmanship job there by Tyson. Still a good punt. Going to down it at the 20-yard line. That's where the Wildcats are going to take over. First and 10, 1:47 to go in the ball game. Wildcats are leading the Vikings 38-13, and I would expect to see a mass substitution here by the Wildcats to get some guys some playing time.
Taylor, what do you come back and do this week?
Just practice hard. I mean, practice hard, try to get more prepared. I just feel that we might have come into this game, and that's what we were worried about in this game being so early. We came in unprepared for one of the biggest games of the year in our town.
It is. New quarterback in for the Cats. Takes a snap. That is number 17, Hunter Holt, in at quarterback. Gives it to the back, and he picks up about 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 as they get to the 22-yard line. A minute 26 to go here in the ball game. Vikings trail 38-13. Cats looks like they'll pick up that 900th win this year. Hunter Holt waiting on the snap. His first appearance tonight. Keeps it. Oh! He just ran into a Viking in the backfield. He said hello to him. We're inside 1 minute to go. We're down to one, maybe two snaps in this ball game. It'll be third and about 12. They'll run one more play. And this 48th Wintersville Classic will be in the books.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 900th win for
There's a snap. Gives it to the up back. Runs right into the line of scrimmage. He goes down. And there come the Cats out on the field celebrating. Coaches get water dumped on them. They run over in front of our fans. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back. Nope. 3 minute break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the postgame report brought to you by Cass Birch. Cass Birch in Quitman and in Valdosta as the Vikings fall 38-13 to their crosstown rival, Valdosta Wildcats. I know we got Marty down on the field. I think.
Hey, Coach, obviously not the way you want to start the season, but what do you do to regroup after this loss?
You've got to, you can't give up two touchdowns on special teams to a team like that. We had a hard time moving the ball at times, and they ran the ball really well on our defense. You know what I'm saying? We just got to get better. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Coach, I felt like after the there in the third quarter after halftime, you came out, you got the touchdown there with the long run, had the momentum, and then the punt return just changed things.
Right. I thought I had them ready to play. You know, we looked good on special teams in practice, but obviously we got a long way to go.
Coach, obviously Michael Barrett played well at times tonight. Still had a few mistakes, but what do we have to do offensively to try to pick up a little bit? Where is it that we struggle tonight? What do you think we need to do better on?
Well, we got to block better. We got to protect the ball. We just got to get better. Season's still early. Sure, we didn't want to lose this ball game, but got to get back to work.
Coach, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thanks, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview. And what a rough game tonight. The Valdosta Wildcats are victorious 38-13. We're going to take another 2 minute break here on the Cass Birch postgame report. When we come back, we'll have our final thoughts, the final stats for tonight as the Vikings fall 13-38. We'll be right back after this 2 minute break. And welcome back to the Cass Birch postgame report. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Wes James, Marty Rogers. Guys, the game obviously didn't turn out the way we wanted it to turn out, but I think there's a lot of areas that we need to work on between now and even a game against Bayside coming up in the next week, a team that's not very strong from what we've seen in the past. But we've got a lot of work this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to tip your hat in a game like this when you get beat by the way you did. In really all facets of the game, I thought we got kind of dominated. Special teams, offense, defense. The Wildcats were ready to play, and don't know if we were tonight. We do come out on the losing end, 38-13. Yes, we do have a lot of work to do. I mean, I think that's the short and sweet of it. There were a few positives for tonight. Like Brett said on air a minute ago, I think Tyson Shaw has shown that he's got a leg to be desired amongst punters. And we got to find an answer for the coverage of that punt. So, yeah, our ability to block up front has got to be something we got to work on. I mean, there's a bunch of things we got to do in this next week to get ready for a Bayside Bears team.
Yeah, it really is. Let's go over to Chuck and get our Page Heating and Air game final stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air.
All right, Bill. Lowndes had 12 first downs. Valdosta had 17. Rush yards, Lowndes was 30 attempts for 110 yards. Valdosta was 38 attempts for 258 yards. Pass completions, attempts, Lowndes was 8 for 17. Valdosta was 12 for 16. Lowndes had 95 yards passing. Valdosta had 81. Lowndes had one pass touchdown and one interception. Valdosta had zero. Lowndes ran 47 plays. Valdosta ran 54. Total offense for Lowndes was 205 yards. Valdosta was 339 yards. They both lost one fumble. Lowndes was 6 penalties for 41 yards. Valdosta had 11 penalties for 65 yards. Punting, Lowndes had 7 punts for an average of 40.9 yards. Valdosta had 3 for an average of 38.7 yards. Michael Barrett was the leading rusher for Lowndes with 14 attempts for 68 yards. Tevin Gray had 13 attempts and 100 yards for Valdosta. Xavier Jenkins was the leading receiver for Lowndes, had 5 receptions for 71 yards. Jace Rogers for Valdosta had 3 for 34 yards. Jahari Boone and Brisani Carter both had 4 tackles apiece for Lowndes, and Antoine Kincaid had 6 for Valdosta.
Taylor, you said earlier, before the game ever started, you said you felt like the first team to get to 17 or 18 points would win this ball game.
Absolutely.
They did.
You got a team that looks like Valdosta does on defense. We knew we'd have to score, and we didn't get to that number. I mean, we got to 13, came out looking strong first quarter offensively, and then it just kind of fizzled. And you're absolutely right. That was a prediction at pregame. That if you got to 17, 18 points, I think they were going to win the ball game. And that's exactly what happened. Bill, what you got?
No, nothing. I was just. I know Marty's made his way back up here as well. Marty, what are your final thoughts? I mean, it seems like we've got a lot of work to do in this next week.
Absolutely, guys. And of course, you know, when it's bad, sometimes it's not as bad as it seems. And of course, when it's good, sometimes it's not as good as it seems. And you know, we got beat pretty bad tonight. There's no doubt about it. But a few mistakes, a few things here and there, you know, and it is a different ball game. Our guys, of course, are upset, hanging their heads, and you know, you want your kids to hate to lose. You want them to be upset. That's a good thing. But like we said before the game, you know, this is the first game. There's a lot of football to be played. 9 weeks to go, and you know, for the first time in a long time, it's not a region game. So there's still a lot of goals ahead of us. And the players got to, you know, they got to lift their head and find a way to get better. You know, Valdosta got better last week. You know, look at their special teams a week ago. You know, and look where they came out tonight. So we can do it. We can clean some things up. But obviously, the difference in the game is the 75-yard punt return and the block punt for a touchdown in the first half. Those were the two momentum swingers. I said at halftime that we had to have a big play. We had to have something to change the momentum, and we did. We had the fumble. on the kickoff and then the long touchdown run. And, of course, we had all the momentum in the world, and then we give up the 75-yard touchdown return. So hats off to Jace Rogers. Hats off to the Cats. Hats off to Alan Rodemaker getting his first win as head coach of the Valdosta High Wildcats. And their program getting a 900th win. You know, hats off to them. We got to go on, and we got to get better, and we got to win some more football games starting next week.
Marty, well said there, my friend. Sometimes you got to be humble in defeat, and that's exactly what we just did tonight. We were humbled by this defeat. Again, Vikings do fall to the crosstown rival, Valdosta High Wildcats, 38-13. And like you said, Marty, there's a lot of football left to be played in the season. This game really doesn't mean anything as far as playoff seeding goes unless it comes down to that magical
power rankings
thing that the fourth place team in our region is going to be dealt with. So regroup, get ready for the Bayside Bears, and work on those things that we've identified that need some work, and move on. Just flush it, boys, flush it.
I like that. Well, let's go back to that, flush it. Well, Wes, I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, if I said anything, it'd be to say the same thing that y'all are saying. We've just got a lot of work. We've got to work on special teams. We've got to work on outside containment, and we've got to work on pass protection from Michael Barrett. If he'd had maybe another second or two, the game might have been a little bit different. Could have got the ball to Xavier Jenkins. However, if a bullfrog had wings,
he'd be a bird. Guys, let's wrap it all up. I do want to remind our listeners, Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, it's the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Taylor Biddle and I will be there along with Marty Rogers, a lot of these players, Coach Randy McPherson, and we'll talk about this week's game and the upcoming game against the Bayside Bears. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and turn it over to Mr. Wes James, because it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast was engineered by Mr. Austin. It was produced and directed by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.